When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff and I'm from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hi.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, my office building's been having a lot of interesting things going on lately. You know, just updates and lots of arguments over who should pay for what, because, you know, the office building can't pay for certain things.
That's frustrating. Perhaps if everyone contributed according to their abilities, everything would work out just fine.
Yeah, but that's never how people contribute, so. Communal fridges is a fun activity in and of itself.
Okay. Here's the thing. The fridge in my office had been disgusting since I started. Like, it was just poorly organized, and there was gross food in it. I work in a pretty small office. We recently hired an office manager, and she keeps the fridge in tip-top shape. So I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to die of, like, horrible molds and funguses growing in a petri dish of an office fridge and getting into everything. But, I mean, other people probably not so lucky.
What is she hiding by being so good at cleaning the fridge?
I am not going to ask, just because I'm pretty excited about the fridge being organized.
Maybe she's taking the petri dishes and using them for her own personal experiments.
Dun dun dun.
Well, as long as she hasn't come face to face with you yet, Chrissy, then, you know, she may still be building her powers. So you could either take this opportunity to recruit an ally and keep her subservient to you, or, and I'm not advocating this, I'm just saying
turn to page 56 for that option.
You could just eliminate her right now, why, before she becomes
page 39.
Okay. Yes.
So you went with both options, didn't you? You went to go see which one gave you the better ending.
Plausible deniability.
The only other issue I've ever noticed with communal fridges is that your food sometimes goes off with someone else.
Yeah, it just disappears.
Without your permission.
Somebody took a water bottle that I really liked from the fridge once because I put it in there to freeze water overnight, and then I let it thaw on my desk because it's really hot, and then drink ice water throughout the day. And I hate water. This was a challenge for me. And then somebody stole my water bottle from the freezer with my initials on it like a jerk. And so I sent a department-wide email saying, hey, I'd really appreciate it if I got this water bottle that I like back because it had my initials on it and it was in the freezer. So, yeah, thank you. And somebody's like, oh, I didn't know it was yours. It was an accident. I have one just like it, which is a lie.
Did you get it back then?
I did get it back.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's a good
ending. But then I didn't trust what they might have done to it with their mouth, so I threw it out.
Yeah.
You could have just cleaned it with, like, hot water and soap.
Not if you knew this person. It was uncleanable.
I see.
Well, yeah. I've had, like, yogurts stolen, which is real sad because I really like yogurt. So when I take a yogurt, I look forward to eating it.
And you need those cultured bodies in your stomach. It's important.
Yogurt is the best food. I could just eat yogurt basically for every meal. I love yogurt. There's this, like, strawberry rhubarb yogurt put out by Noosa. It's delicious.
Yogurt is a superfood.
It is.
I don't know if it's technically a superfood, but it is a superfood.
It is. How about a power food? That is super.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of my favorite fermented secretions.
I'm going to make a cape for for my yogurt. So I put it, that has my name on it. So I put it in the fridge. It's like a name tag, but it also makes my yogurt literally superfood.
If I saw food with a cape on it in the fridge, I would definitely not touch it for several reasons.
Right?
All right, let's get back on track. We're not. This is not a yogurt discussion.
Okay, so office fridges. I periodically, my office will ask for volunteers to clean out the office fridge. I don't often put things in the fridge, but once I volunteered to clean it out, and I threw away a good, like, 5 pounds of lunch meat in various bags that had been in, it was two fridges, full disclosure, two fridges. So an average of, like, 2.5 pounds of lunch meat per thing. They're in Fred Meyer bags. They, you know, had the weight of meat on them, and it was rough because that was a lot of food that go throughout. I had food insecurity issues from when I was a child and availability of food. So throwing out all of this food, like, made me physically ill to my stomach just watching all this waste. So now I don't volunteer to do that anymore.
No.
It's good to do you.
At my old job, they would, so we did every payday, the office paid for us to have lunch, which was pretty cool. It was called Payday Friday. So every other Friday we had lunch, or maybe it was, I don't remember. Anyhow, but we had to, maybe we only got paid once a month there. I can't remember. It's been too long. But that team, somebody from the team had to clean out the fridge. And there would be a meeting that would, like, take place where everybody would get together and talk about, like, the how they were going to participate in taking care of the lunch. So, like, oh, I'll go pick up this, or I'll be responsible for getting drinks, or I'll go to Costco and get the birthday cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't show up to the meeting, you got put on fridge duty. So,
dun, dun, dun.
So I never had to do the fridge there because I always showed up to the meetings to make sure that I didn't have to do the fridge. But I have been told by other people that it could turn into quite a thing because you were just supposed to, anything that was not labeled, you were just supposed to throw out.
Yep.
And so we'd send out, like, there would be an email. It's like, hey, just a reminder, it's fridge clean out day. So, you know, anything that you want to stay in needs to have a label on it, like a fresh label.
And a date.
And a date. And people would go in and they would clean it out and then they would get yelled at. It would cause all of these, like, conflicts that would be ongoing, and then there would be emails that went out that would be like, somebody threw away my blah blah blah, just communal fridges cause so much tension. Lots of tension. Oh, and sometimes, so we also had a nursing mother's room at that office, mm-hmm. with a mini fridge in it so that the mothers could pump and store their breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And
makes sense.
There were a certain group of guys that got really irritated that they weren't allowed to use the mini fridge in the mother's room because the mother's room was closer to where they sat. And so They would, like, they would put, like, their energy drinks in it. And then they would, like, go into the mother's room to get their energy drinks. And the moms were like, we really don't want you storing your stuff in with our breast milk. And that caused a whole thing.
I feel like if they were lactating and expressing milk for their children, then they can use that room.
Right?
If they're not, then they shouldn't.
But they really felt like every fridge should be a communal fridge, which was something they said. They were like, well, they can use the big fridge, so I should be able to use the mini fridge. And it was a thing. Like, fridges cause so much conflict in offices.
It's also weird because you don't have janitorial staff anymore to, like, clean the things, right? Like, the floors and the whatever and the...
Yeah.
The dishwashers and all that stuff. So,
on your time, not company time, though.
Right. Exactly. Because that doesn't cost money. Bottom lines. Anywho, outsourcing. Capitalism. Okay, what were you going to say, Jeff?
I was going to say another fun part of office buildings is multi-level heating and AC units.
Oh! No, don't even get me... Okay. My current job, when I started, was primarily men who run at a higher temperature than the few women that had worked there when I started. And they keep our office frigid. And then, in, like, all of the offices, like, they just keep it so cold. And so we got a heater to put in our office that I share with another woman I work with, and we keep it on. And every time they come into our office for any reason, oh my gosh, it's so hot in here. How do you, like, they make a huge freaking deal about our office being warm every time they walk in. It's like, we just want to be able to type without our fingers freezing. It's so hard to come together on cooling and heating. You guys, it's a problem.
I understand and respect that. What is your ideal temperature in the office, Chrissy?
I mean, I think that kind of my ideal temperature everywhere is about 68 degrees.
Okay, that's a perfectly reasonable temperature. I would love 68 degrees.
I think it's because it's what I kind of grew up on. Like, my mom is a nurse, and 68 mm-hmm. degrees was kind of like the general temperature that they kept hospitals at. And so mm-hmm. she kept her house at that temperature, like between 68 and 72, depending, like in the winter, we would turn it up a bit. But I mean, I feel like that's not unreasonable, but it's like, if you get much lower than 68, it's really cold. We're talking like, and it's like 65, 60. That's so cold.
Yeah. I love those temperatures. And that's definitely why the environment is going to hell, is because when I go to a hotel room or whatever, I set it to 60 or whatever, because there's air conditioning and I'm paying for the room, so I want the air conditioning to be super cold. And if I'm doing something outside, I want to come back home to a nice cold room. At home, I have the option of blowing in cold air in the morning and then closing on the window so it stays cool throughout the day. However, at the office, where whoever designed the HVAC system for my work should be severely reprimanded and go back to HVAC school, my desk hits 80 on the regular. Yikes. Unlike winter days. And I'll trade that you is desks. Super frustrating. We can totally trade desks.
Okay. I still want to do my job.
I don't want to do my job, but I will do my job because it's what I was hired to do.
Okay.
And just responsibilities.
We will open a gate through the space-time continuum so you two can exchange air flows.
Yes.
If only we recorded our podcast on Freaky Fridays, then we would already be switched and everything would be fine.
It'd be amazing.
However, no, I must suffer. Although recently my work switched to casual days all the time. And sometimes when it's over 100 degrees, they even let us wear shorts. Ooh. So
moving up in the world.
Okay, right? So I have this concern with the air systems in office buildings too. Of the, you know, like at home, you're supposed to clean your system and your unit, your HVAC unit, everything's supposed to be clean. You're supposed to change your filters and stuff.
On certain monthly cycles, yes.
Like, I don't think they do that in office buildings. Because my allergies...
It's just going to stop working if they don't.
It's just, like, my allergies are so much worse whenever I'm at an office. So there's something...
Maybe you're allergic to work.
Maybe. I feel like it's the air blowing in on me. Also, like, have you noticed how sickness just spreads so quickly through an office? Even offices where people aren't all communally sitting together. Like, in my office,
Well, there is an air return.
We have several offices, you know, like, it's not just, like, one big office. There are small offices around, like, a big center area. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, like, people still all got sick at the same time, even if you're not in contact with them. Like, there's, they just...
It's a closed air system.
Crap is what it is. Just spread sickness everywhere.
That's only one way we're going to get immune to it,
though. I mean, I'm sick right now, and I'm cranky about it. I got it at work, clearly, so... It's clearly real personal for me right now.
All evidence points towards.
Yeah.
I mean, if your office building was cooler, though, it'd be harder for the diseases to stay alive longer in the air.
I mean, my office building's pretty cold.
Except for your warm,
except for our
welcoming room.
It's true.
Where all the diseases go to congregate.
It's true. Like, we're basically breeding a petri dish in our little haven of warmth.
And on that positive note, that's all the time we have for tonight.
It's so hot, and I know.
Please give our audience your fond farewell.
I'm so done with summer. Bye.
Yeah, summer can bite it. Get out of here, summer.
Summer's the best.
No!
Thanks for listening.